Wombats on Radio 1, Backfire at the Disco. It's exactly 4:15.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
So you know, don't you? Radio 1's big weekend coming to Maidstone, Kent, 10th and the 11th of May. Confirm them for the main stage. People like Madonna, Fratellis, The Kooks, Usher, The Feeling as well. On the New Music We Trust stage, Editors, Wombats, who you've just heard, Hot Chip, Pendulum as well, which will be awesome. Outdoor stage, people like Rob DeBank, Fatboy Slim, Dave Pearce, Annie Mack. We're also going to put on a Scott stage. A Scott Mills stage, and I wanted suggestions about who we could book. Zach in Wakefield, it's a nice idea, but I think Muse might be a little bit out of our reach, to be honest. And if Muse were going to do it, I'm fairly sure they'd want to be on the main stage and not on Scott's stage. When it comes to Scott's stage, we're thinking more something like this. Remember Wing? She's been on South Park and stuff. Now, the thing with Wing is she's quite keen, and we have put Scott in a twin room so that she can bunk up with him. That's not the nicest image, admittedly. The problem is we're trying to sort her flights out. Now, I think Scott on 586 grand a year should be able to afford to fly her over, but at the moment, that's a stumbling block. However, his cleaner, she will definitely do it. Another big act that Scott discovered was Eric Mount. Do you remember him? I'm not 100% sure how Scott discovered that, but anyhow, Eric Mount, Backdoor Love, we're on to him to see if he'll do it. Then you've got me and my album. You cut me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding, love. I keep bleeding, I keep bleeding, love. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding, I'll be free, love. So there won't be a problem with anything there. You cut me open and I... This is the one I desperately want to get. I desperately want to get James at Ward. Do you remember them? We found them on MySpace. He's the one that did Hey Harry Potter.
Hey Harry Potter, what's it like to be an orphan who was raised under the stairs, but magically you started morphing me into Dork, who's read all about you and Hogwarts too.
Oh, so at the moment, I think the lineup's looking pretty strong, to be honest. Another one that we could make an approach for, do you remember this one? This is Tay Zonde.
Chocolate rain, some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. Chocolate rain.
I actually don't remember this. I must have been away for this.
It can't be here again. Chocolate
so far, I think you'll agree it's a pretty amazing lineup. Lots of people on the text. See, what about the ladies' bra? What about the bra song? What about Johnny Trunk and Wisby? Now, the thing is with Johnny Trunk and Wisby.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras.
Is that it might be a long way to come just to do a 30-second spot.
The ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs. The ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. The ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. The ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
But if they're keen, we'll make a move for them. So at the moment on Scott's stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend, you've got Johnny Trunk and Wisby, Wing, his cleaner, me, James at War, who did the Hey Harry Potter song, and Tay Zonde, who did Chocolate Rain. If that doesn't make you want to register at bbc.co.uk/radio1, then I don't know what will.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So many people on the text, including Simon Aldershot, suggesting maybe getting Folk Face. I don't know, you see, because Scott really didn't discover them, to be honest. So, and there's such a list of very sort of highly regarded artists already lined up for Scott's stage, and maybe there just wouldn't be room for Folk Face. Somebody suggested the Million Count Man, the one that we found on the internet who counted up from 1 to 1 million. I think he might take a little bit longer than the whole weekend.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
and would be incredibly dull. Hiya, Chris.
Yeah,
aye. Yeah, good. Turn your radio down, mate.
Alright, there you go.
Where are you?
I'm just on the way back to Carlisle from work.
Okay, right. Now, you've got a suggestion for who could go on Scott's stage, who is it?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
The Dutch florist rappers, definitely.
So, you'd register, would you, if you could see the Dutch florist?
Oh, I would, yeah, definitely.
All right, like this.
Go, 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 go. Shorty, it's your birthday. We on party like it's your birthday. We on sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a damn. It's not your birthday.
See, the problem with the Dutch florist is we could be spending a lot on airfares as it is, and it might take it might just push the cost too much if we brought the Dutch florist over. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, mate. Where are you this afternoon?
I'm just on the M25 on my way home.
And what, are you on your way home from work?
Yeah.
Nice, and what do you do?
Mate, I'm a CCTV installer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not a great job, mate. It's all right, it's not too bad.
Yeah, bet you see some things, anyway. What are you suggesting for who could go on Scott's stage?
I reckon we should have renditions of Diana the Musical.
You'd like Diana the Musical?
Yeah.
Do you not think the audience would feel slightly uncomfortable if at bits of that?
Well, hearing Scott Mills Gold earlier in the week and listening to, the Queen and old Philip going on one, maybe that's not appropriate for certain people.
No. I tell you what, though, Thomas, it was beautifully described.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here it is.
Hello, Philly. This is the Queen. No, Philly, it's not a dream. I was just thinking, maybe we could play. Wouldn't that be a fun way to end this boring day?
Hello, Lizzie. This is quite a surprise. It's been a long time since I've seen that look in your eyes.
Philly, darling, let me crawl in by your side. Goodness, Philly, you haven't died.
As you say, Thomas, that's the Queen and Prince Philip going on one in Diana the Musical. You'd like
highly
to see...
Highly entertaining.
Yeah, would you like to see that, though, on the Scott Mills stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend?
Oh, I've seen a lot worse.
Do you know what? I think now's the time to end this conversation, because at the moment I can't think of anything worse than that. Have a safe journey home.
Thank you. Cheers.
Ugh, I feel dirty. Ting Ting's on Radio 1. That's not my name.